today, Instagram's change means less reach for you. Which platform's CPMs have jumped 70%? Gen Z doesn't think much of your rainbow-painted logo. Agencies sit out the four-day workweek experiment, and Snapchat discovers the perfect ad frequency. It's Tuesday, June 7th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Instagram this morning announced a change that may drag the reach of your brand's organic content even lower than it already is. The change is in the way the app handles what it calls sensitive content. That's content which doesn't break community guidelines, like, say, nudity would, but comes close, like alcohol or posts where someone is holding a gun. Specifically, Instagram will now let people specify how much of this content they want to see. More of it, the usual amount, or less of it. Instagram doesn't actually promise any of this will actually work, couching the setting with phrases like, you might see less sensitive content. That setting for seeing more sensitive stuff won't be available to kids. For the last year, there's been a way already to filter this stuff out, but it only applied to Instagram's Explore page. Now, the company says a user's settings will be applied, or should I say, might be applied, across search, reels, accounts you might follow, hashtag pages, and in-feed recommendations. So if your brand posts content that sometimes lives in this gray area, you might start to see reduced reach. Oddly, though, Instagram says this only applies to content from accounts people are not following. If an account they do follow posts something sensitive, Instagram will apparently let it through. This wouldn't have been a problem back in the glory days of Instagram, where your feed was just people you followed. But today's Instagram app is a dog's breakfast of suggested accounts, reels forced on you, people the algorithm thinks you should follow, recommended content, ads, and shit they found under the lunchroom coffee machine. Anyway, if you want to try this out for yourself, go to Settings, Account, then Sensitive Content Control. CPMs, the cost to deliver 1,000 ad impressions, are largely a measure of how much competition is in the ad market. So we like to keep an eye on those numbers from time to time. We asked the folks at Veros.io to tap into their database of 800 ad accounts and look at the changes between last month and a year prior. So these are, of course, broad averages, though technically they are median numbers, not averages. But anyway, Facebook ads were past $16 CPM. That's up about 11% over the previous year. Google is up a little more than 19% to just past $15. But the platform with the biggest CPM increase, TikTok, up more than 70% between May of 2021 and May of 2022. Even so, the current median CPM they measured was $10.41, still much less than the other platforms. Veros provides a comparison service where you connect your ad accounts, and it will show you comparative data from other connected ad accounts. It is free for now. You can find it at Veros.io. That's Varos.io. Some more numbers in the digital marketing world. These coming from eMarketer and showing that search ad spending in Canada will account for 44.5% of digital ad spending this year. That's down from almost 50% 5 years ago. If they're not buying search, what are they buying? Social media and video, of course, both of which went up in terms of share of media budget. Display formats make up about 54% of the digital market this year. Today's premium newsletter has the forecasts for the next 3 years. Quoting eMarketer, retail media networks will provide a boost to search marketing. The rise of retail media is tied closely to Canada's recent surge in e-commerce sales, a whopping 75% growth rate in 2020, and a 25% increase in 2021, driven by pandemic buying. Retail search ad products are bottom of the funnel tactics, one click away from many purchases. Amazon Ads leads in this regard, but Walmart Connect is also aggressively marketing search ad products in Canada. Near me searches on mobile are helping to push search marketing forward. Mobile will account for 76% total search spending in Canada this year, as queries based on the user's location data have become a common form of search. So, did you do it too? Change your logo to incorporate the Pride flag colors this month? Many brands are doing it, perhaps in an attempt to sway the younger generations, but new data suggests those cohorts don't really care one way or the other. Adweek today reported on a new study from the data platform Influential. Quoting that piece, across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, blogs, and forums, just 14% of Gen Z looked favorably on rainbow flag campaigns, with support highest among baby boomers at 42%. And while corporate contributions to LGBTQ plus groups were more appreciated, with millennials approving the most at 73%, that community and their allies are also looking at who is taking action on the issues they care most about, unquote. The U.S. in particular seems to be undergoing the biggest sea change here, with some states enforcing gender compliance in youth sporting, and others creating legislation preventing teachers from acknowledging that gay people exist on the planet. Lataria Coy, the head of ethical media at Influential, said, quote, consumers feel as if brands are more focused on profiting off of rainbow capitalism and fail to truly foster change that will actually impact the community in a positive way.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consumers across all generations would rather align themselves with brands that are making monetary contributions to organizations that will benefit the LGBTQ plus community and not just rainbow flag campaigns, unquote. This week, the world's biggest trial of a four-day work week started. The idea came from a nonprofit started by a fellow who cut his own New Zealand insurance firm's week to 4 days. The trial is happening in the UK, and more than 70 companies there are participating in the six-month pilot program. Employees will get their full salary for only 4 days of working, as long as they commit to maintaining full productivity. You know which sector is notably not participating? The advertising and marketing industry. Adweek reports that not one of the large holding groups have announced they're part of the pilot. It's hard to not see this as a lightly sugar-coated way of retaining employees during a time when employees want to stay home, or worse, are just resigning en masse, which makes the absence of the marketing and creative sector particularly notable. Not only has our industry been hit hard by the Great Resignation, it's always been a workplace where overwork and burnout is the norm. A recent study from Qualtrics found that 92% of working American adults would prefer to work 4 10-hour days per week instead of 5 8-hour days. If you want your Snapchat ads to perform better, mix up the ad products. That's the key finding from a study released today. The study was paid for by Snapchat and used Kantar for the research. They analyzed 52 Snapchat ad campaigns and found that using different ad formats within your campaign drives significantly better results in both brand awareness and purchase intent. They specifically called out camera ads. These are call to action buttons that appear when someone's using their camera. One use might be pointing your camera at a chair, and up pops a button that lets you buy that particular chair. Snapchat explained, quote, as target audiences become saturated with content ads, which includes commercials, Snap ads, and story ads, at higher levels, the reallocation of budget toward camera ads helps with incremental reach as well as building differentiated frequency, unquote. Also, the research paper says it found a sweet spot in frequency, again, quoting the paper. On average, across the studies included in this campaign, we found that a frequency of 4 times per week drove about 3/4 of total possible intent lift, with the model predicting total saturation at 8 times a week, unquote. That was one of the 2 studies they released. The second, done with Magna Media, found that ads using augmented reality are more informative than pre-roll ads, and AR campaigns also help consumers feel closer to the brand. Also, apparently it matters which way the camera is facing. Again, from Snapchat, quote, "World-facing AR lenses impact those in the middle of the journey and result in higher purchase intent and build relevance for the brand. Front-facing AR lenses help lift brand image for those closer to purchase, with a 5% lift in brand uniqueness and a 4% lift in relevancy." Links to both studies can be found in today's premium newsletter, which you can find at todayindigital.com/newsletter. Some cool technology is coming to H&M stores. Special digital mirrors, which can automatically identify the items that a customer has brought into the changing room, including the size and color. Although it might be a tiny overstatement to call these mirrors, they're more like giant touchscreens that have a very reflective surface. The idea is you'll be able to see that product in other colors, show them what the item would look like when combined with fashion accessories, and in some of the test stores, even a way to buy that item before leaving the changing room booth. The first store in this test will be in, no surprise, Beverly Hills. By the way, if you are a premium member and you listened to the full-length Twitter interview over the weekend, you'll know that I asked the Twitter fellow whether a branded hashtag, you know, the one where they put the little emoji at the end of it, whether you could actually use a poop emoji. He said he didn't know. He said he would get back to me. He got back to me. Apparently the ruling from Twitter's board of emoji approval, or whatever they have there, is they'll probably approve it. It depends on context, it depends on how you're using it and so on, but apparently there is no blanket ban on the poop emoji. So for the next 3 days, I will be working on a secret podcast project, which I will tell you more about when it's ready. And so for the rest of the week, our associate producer, the intrepid Steph Gunn, will be with you so that you don't miss even one story in the industry. As for the rest of today, I am about to do something I have wanted to do for 30 years now. Rent a power washer. I have not told my wife about this because she would consider it a waste of money, which of course it absolutely is. But can I tell you, it just looks so satisfying. I've played power washing video games. I subscribe to power washing porn on Reddit. I am really, really excited by this. So that's my afternoon. I will see you on Monday. Steph will be with you the rest of the week. Thanks for listening.
That old river, it ebbs and flows, but these old blues, all they come and go, like the wind all around these bars. Sweet Jesus, come flood my soul. Sweet Jesus, come flood my.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2 get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2. All with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.